Good Friday, folks. The best Friday in our lives is as a child of God. Whoa, hallelujah. Wow, look at this. I have over an hour to preach. Praise God. Preachers don't usually have this much time. Praise the Lord. And we're so happy to have you in the Lord's house today to just remember what Jesus Christ did on that cross of Calvary for us some 2,000 years ago. We want to take you back to that time this morning and just talk about our dear Savior, Jesus Christ, and that cruel, rugged cross of Calvary. Let's all stand and open our Bibles at this time. Open our Bibles to Mark chapter 15. Mark chapter 15. We're so happy to have our visitors with us also today, and each and every one of you. For our Good Friday service. As we open our Bibles this morning, this afternoon to Mark chapter 15, let's all join in together and aloud and read verses 25 through 28. Mark 15, verses 25 through 28. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the superscription of the accusation was written over, the King of the Jews. And with him they crucify two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, he was numbered with the transgressors. Let's all go to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we approach thy throne this afternoon, Lord, we thank you, Father, for the privilege of being in your house today. We thank you for all those that have come out to worship you today. And give you thanks, Father, for Jesus Christ, for going to that cruel cross of Calvary for our sins, paying that sin penalty, Father. And we thank you for that this afternoon, Father. Now, Father, we ask blessings upon your word this afternoon. Father, give us the word that you would have us speak to our heart this morning. We thank you, Father, that we have a living God that we can preach about, Father. We thank you, Father, for a Savior that is not on that cross anymore. But that's alive and making intercession for each and every one of us. Now, Father, we ask for power from on high. Give us the Holy Spirit to inspire us with your word this morning. And, Father, we pray that the word will pierce hearts this morning and make people to make decisions for you this morning. And we'll give you the praise and the glory for all these things. Amen and amen. Give everybody a good welcome hand at this time.